J.D. Crowe in the New South, and I'd forgotten that the tune Careless Love that he just played was an instrumental version of the song. I know Dawn Lawson does a great vocal version of that song, and it makes an excellent bluegrass song, but J.D. Crowe's band did it instrumentally. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts. There's a bunch of different ways that you can hear it. Back Porch Bluegrass on a podcast, either Free FM or iHeartRadio, maybe Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, all sorts of different ways. And I appreciate the fact that you manage to tune into Back Porch Bluegrass every week and listen as you go about either your work or your walking or your otherwise activities that need a bit of music to accompany them. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. There's some great bluegrass shows out there, and I'm delighted to be included in your list of listening. Back in the days with my band, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we played for lots and lots of audiences that were not bluegrass audiences, and that of course affected the material that we chose to do as a band. And we picked songs that we first off liked to play and could enjoy playing, and that demonstrated our particular attributes on the musical instruments and vocals. But we did a little bit of straightforward bluegrass, but we did a lot of songs from other sources. And one of the strangest ones that we ever chose was one from an English songwriter called Gilbert O'Sullivan. And it's quite a lonely song. In some ways, I didn't particularly like it much because it was very sad. But it had a lovely lyric to it and a lovely feel and some chords in it that I've never done in bluegrass music before. And I think our vocalist Alan Rhodes, and then he played guitar as well, did a fine job with the song. Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, Miles Ray on bass, and I'm picking the banjo. And it's a song called Alone Again Naturally. Have a listen.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top will throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we might as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. It seems that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to, well, who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, who, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, not wishing to hide the tears. And it at 65 years old. My mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
It's a very plaintive song, isn't it? And Alan sang it beautifully. I didn't know there were that many chords on mandolin. I'm not sure that Graham played them all in the background there, but it was such a sweet little mandolin solo in it. And that was what happens when you take songs from one genre and adapt them to another. Hope you enjoyed that. We heard Peter Rowan and the Bluegrass Band before. There's an instrumental I like to play off it. It's one called Lord Hamilton's Yearling. Now, you know that I'm attracted by odd names for instrumentals, and I have no idea why it's called Lord Hamilton's Yearling. Could be an old English tune. But here's the Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band playing it for you.
Thank you.
certainly old English, if you ask me. It definitely has that feeling of a song that you or instrumental that you might have heard if you went to a folk club and playing Celtic music. Very Celtic. Lord Hamilton's Yearling, that was called. We had Chris Jones on before. Here they are doing a Lefty Frizzell song, My Baby's Just Like Money. Another interesting title, isn't it?
But if you let her go, she'll roll like dough, honky-tonk day and night. Well, a friend of mine came and wised me up. This is what he said. Money goes from hand to hand. Your baby goes from man to man. Listen now, baby. And it don't mean maybe. I'm telling you, you're making me blue. That's why I know it's true. Goes to show you're just like dough, the root of all evil. Money goes from hand to hand, my baby goes from man to man. Love's untrue, and I know that she don't care. Just as long as she's got a ticket to ride, that gal's satisfied. Money goes from hand to hand, my baby goes from man to man. Listen now, baby, and I don't mean maybe. You better change your ways, starting today, or your daddy's not gonna stay. Before I found out, honey, you're just like money. Baby goes from man to man. Well, money goes from hand to hand. You know you go from man to man.
Oh, a real old country song. That's what bluegrass bands used to do, particularly in the 1950s, when bluegrass and country music were not thought of as separate genres, and the country music could have been acoustic country music with banjo and fiddle and mandolin in it, or it could have been slightly more electric-y, honky-tonky sort of sound, just like that song was. Yeah, and then they sort of grew apart, really, but some of the best music is taking the old country songs and turning it into bluegrass. Well, once again, I'm attracted by the name of a tune, and this must have been written by someone who had an interest in yachting. It's written by Leah Needham of the East Tennessee State University. She's a dobro player, and she wrote this tune called Tack and Jibe. So if you're a yachtie and you know that you have to plot a course to go somewhere, you never go in a straight line, you tack and jibe and catch the winds and go all over the place, really. New Zealanders do a lot of yachting because we're a few small islands in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, so everyone's got a boat. My son's got a boat, and we love to go out in it, and everywhere is near the coast, so Tack and Jibe would be a great name for a New Zealand instrumental. But here's Leah Needham doing it on dobro. She's got Dwayne Anderson on bass, Joshua Argo on fiddle, Tom Cecil on banjo, Meredith Goines on fiddle. There's some real bluegrass heritage names in here. Colby Laney on guitar and Kara Oliphant on mandolin. Different students from the previous song that I played, and but it's a song written by Leah Needham, Tack and Jibe.
Thank you.
Well, some really nice licks in there from Leonidum on that Dobro tune, Tech and Jibe. I think we can hear from Missy Raines and her band Allegheny again. This is a song called Crying and Singing. I think most of us are familiar with those two actions. Let's hear what she says in the song. Song from Missy Raines and Allegheny there, Crying and Singing. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really appreciate the fact that many of you out there listen to the program and occasionally write. If you need to write to me, it's paultrenwith@gmail.com, or you can go through the station, just go through the Free FM webpage. You can find that, and they always forward things to me, but I'm not a very good correspondent, I have to admit, but I will gradually get back to you. I just enjoy doing this show from all the CDs and stuff that lined up on my shelves, so I like to select things that I think you might like. I think you'll like this last one. It's Joe K. Walsh, and I met Joe when he came out to New Zealand with Mark Mazengarb, the man who promoted the recent Petersons tour. And Joe is a fine mandolin player, and here he is working. He's playing mandolin, Courtney Hartman on guitar, Carl Doty on bass, Brittany Haas on fiddle, and other musicians on other tracks. The track I've chosen is A Stream. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll listen to Joe K. Walsh and The Stream.
name is flooding from the west, like it's pouring down from the sky. And it wears upon its breast the sunset's golden dyes, rolling onward towards the blue. It's flowing out towards you. I dip my hands beneath the waves, so impressionless and cold. And I touch them with my lips, I wave my forehead in the gold. And it's just a passing thought, but sweet. Maybe those waves touch your feet.
Is Bird Note. Some birds spend most of their lives on the open ocean, only coming to land when it's time to breed. These high sea specialists are called pelagic birds, and the best way to see them for yourself is by setting sail. Pelagic birding tours and whale watching cruises are a great way to experience oceanic species in their element. These voyages often begin with the raucous calls of gulls, terns, and pelicans that frequent coastlines. But just a few miles offshore, these species give way to true maritime marvels like jaegers, also called skuas. These dark, gull-like birds are fearsome hunters and skilled thieves who use their aerial prowess to snatch fish from other animals. Even further out to sea, petrels, shearwaters, and albatrosses make life on the wind look like a breeze. They sport tubular structures above their bills that help them excrete salt from seawater and navigate by smell. Their long pointed wings are perfect for gliding vast distances with minimal effort. Keep an eye out for dainty seafarers too, like the robin-sized red phalarope. During the winter months, these slender shorebirds' plumage turns a ghostly gray, blending seamlessly into the frothy waves. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.